From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Alive and well, the words 16-year-old Abby Sunderland's family was desperately waiting to hear. The California teenager had been feared lost at sea as she tried to sail solo around the world. After messaging that she was caught in 30-foot waves, there had been no contact from her for a day. But an aerial search team has spotted Sunderland in the Indian Ocean midway between Africa and Australia. Sunderland's brother Zach says the family never lost hope.
Trying to keep positive as much as we could, the situation as it turned out was actually a pretty good outcome. Abby's safe, her boat's still floating, and it's a good outcome.
Zach Sunderland, who himself sailed solo around the world, was interviewed on NBC. Three ships are on their way to pick his sister up. A major new outbreak of ethnic violence is underway in Kyrgyzstan. The country's health minister says at least 23 people have been killed and more than 300 others injured in rioting. NPR's David Green reports the violence is centered in the second largest city of the small Central Asian nation.
Government officials say the rioting may have started as a brawl in a casino, then spread into ethnic street violence. A Reuters correspondent witnessed a band of several hundred young people setting cafes and shops on fire as they approached an ethnic Uzbek part of the city. Many injured in this violence have suffered gunshot wounds. This is the worst bloodshed since April, when the country's president was overthrown and dozens were killed in the streets of the capital, Bishkek. An interim government came to power then, promising to fight corruption and bring stability. These riots could be an early test of whether that new government can maintain control. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
New numbers from the Census Bureau show the minority population in the U.S. growing further. NPR's Jennifer Ludden says the report puts minorities at 35% of the total U.S. population, driven largely by a high birth rate among Hispanic Americans.
The youngest baby boomers are hitting 45, moving beyond their childbearing years. By contrast, the median age of Hispanics has dropped to 27. Demographer William Fry of the Brookings Institution says this age and race divide will only widen in coming decades.
It's something I call the cultural generation gap. We have parts of the country where the youth part of the population is becoming increasingly minority, and the older part of the population continues to be white.
Census figures show that minorities now make up more than half the population in four states. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The government's upward revision in estimates of the amount of oil flowing into the Gulf of Mexico is prompting outcries from some environmentalists. The new estimate is up to 30,000 barrels a day. It's nearly double the previous number. The executive director of the Sierra Club says the oil spill is a nightmare that keeps getting worse every week. Retail sales are down, dropping 1.2% in May. That's the largest decline in 8 months. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, from Washington. The Secretary of the Army, John McHugh, is pledging sweeping reforms at Arlington National Cemetery after investigators found more than 200 instances when grave sites were mislabeled or where documents and grave sites were mismatched.
I deeply apologize to the families of the honored fallen resting in that hallowed ground, who may now question the care afforded to their loved ones.
McHugh says he will correct what investigators called a dysfunctional management system at Arlington. The Boston Celtics have drawn even with the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Finals. The series now tied 2 games apiece after the Lakers were defeated 96-89. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Celtics got huge contributions from players coming off the bench.
For most of the fourth quarter, in a close contest, Boston's all-star starting players were out of the game. Celtics coach Doc Rivers laughed afterwards. The starters were begging him to keep the bench players in. In particular, 5'9" guard Nate Robinson and 6'9", 290-pound forward Glenn Davis fueled a fourth quarter surge that gave Boston the lead for good. After one hard-fought rebound and score, Davis let out a primal scream and Robinson jumped on his back in celebration. Robinson later described the scene this way.
We're like Shrek and Donkey. <That's friends. laughs>
Robinson scored 12 points, Davis 18. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The opening ceremonies for the World Cup soccer competition are underway in South Africa, but former South African President Nelson Mandela will not be at the ceremonies as planned. His great-granddaughter was killed in a car crash last night as she was leaving a pre-World Cup concert. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News. From Washington.